Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, and that's 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, I've been taking my youngest son to school this past week or so, and I've witnessed several automobile accidents near the same intersection. And I thought it'd be a good idea to share some safe driving tips now that fall is here. I found an article from AARP with tips to help keep you and others safe while driving in the fall weather. I'm only going to share a few of these tips. I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog for this podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right of the blog, there is a search bar. Just type in that fall driving tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the post associated with today's podcast. Now, the first one I want to share with you is kind of obvious when it comes to fall weather, and that would be beware of school kids. School is back in session, and that means more traffic on the roads in the morning with buses, parents, and new teen drivers. Remember to stop for school buses when their lights are flashing and the stop sign is extended. Leave enough room between you and the school bus in case a student decides to walk behind the bus to go home, or if you're facing the opposite way, in case the kid wants to walk in front of the bus to cross the street. So just make sure that you leave enough room for them to do so. Watch your speed in school zones, obviously, and be careful of vehicles that make sudden stops. This fall, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of new drivers that are driving to the high school for the first time. May not be too familiar with where to go, where to park, whatnot. So you definitely want to do that. And then also you've got the parents dropping off their kids. Sometimes they'll make a sudden stop to let the kid out at a particular spot. Maybe they see some friends and, "Mom, stop the car. I want to get out and see Johnny or Ricky or Bobby or Mike." If you get that reference, hey, good on you. But yeah, just be very careful. Especially in school zones. School zones, it's between 30 and 40 miles an hour in some areas. Whereas, other sections other than that school zone, maybe 50 or 55. But definitely watch your speed in school zones. I know that speeding tickets in those school zones tend to be a little bit higher than elsewhere. And that's to teach you that you need to watch your speed in a school zone for sure. The next tip I have for you is daylight savings is ending. Although daylight savings time isn't set to end in November, it will start getting darker earlier. So more people are driving home from work, maybe doing it in the dark. The National Safety Council says that we spend about 25% of our time driving in the dark. And that contributes to 50% of all traffic-related deaths. Beware while driving in the dark as our judgment for distance and speed becomes impaired. Also, you've got oncoming traffic headlights. These people that have the xenon bulbs or decide to use their high beams all the time. It's the xenon bulbs that kind of get me. It's a really high high intensity bulbs. And then, you know, again, you've got the people that decide to use their high beams all the time. So be aware of that as well. The next tip I have for you is nature's debris. As leaves begin to fall, they can create a hazard for motorists. Wet leaves can act like ice on roadways, and piles of leaves can block storm drains and hide potholes in the road. Watch your speed when you see leaves coating the roadway. It's something to definitely keep in mind, for sure. Be very, very careful of piles of leaves on the side of the road. I don't know if I've told this story before, but there was a story of me and my friends. We were in junior high riding our bikes. Back then, we rode our bikes everywhere up until we got our driver's licenses. We were riding bikes all over. And one particular fall, we were riding bikes, and one of my friends decided to be a jerk and ride through the piles of leaves that are on the side of the road. You know, the homeowners, they rake their leaves to the curb, and then the city comes by and picks them up. Well, in this particular house, the homeowner was angry at people always either driving their cars through the leaves or kids riding their bikes through the leaves and messing up his yard by, you know, running through the leaves and letting the leaves fly back into his yard that he had just raked up. Well, he decided one day to teach whoever was next a lesson and put a concrete block underneath one of the leaves, one of the piles of leaves. And my friend hit that, and it was like watching it was, it happened in an instant, but I recall it as like it looked like it was in slow motion. I literally saw his front tire hit that concrete block. He went over, slow motion, saw him go over the handlebars, land on his back, and then his bike landed on top of him. It took him about a minute to catch his breath because you just hear this huge thud, and you could just hear all the air just come right out of his lungs. At the time, we were just stunned, but then once he began to catch his breath, we laughed because we thought it was funny. Thinking back now, that's something that's very serious, and I believe the homeowner, if something would have happened to my friend, the homeowner would have been responsible for any injuries because he deliberately and purposefully put that concrete block underneath the pile of leaves. I understand his frustration that he hated people messing up his leaf piles before the city was able to come and pick them up. But to go vigilante and put a concrete block under it to, you know, potentially hurt somebody, that's not a good idea. I mean, my friend could have broke his back, could have broke his neck. You know, there could have been some serious consequences. Thankfully, though, he was all right. So just be wary of that. The piles of leaves on the side of the road, just be very, very wary. You don't know what's underneath those piles. Like I said, there could be potholes. It could be hiding a storm drain. There could be anything underneath those piles of leaves. So when you do see piles of leaves, just be wary as you're driving by. The last tip I want to share with you is sun and headlight glare. Sunlight glare becomes more dangerous in the fall as the sun is moving closer to the horizon. Couple that with reflections off of buildings. I've got it written down as reflections off buildings or other cars, and can make for a blinding situation. Use your sunglasses and car visors when possible, and don't look directly into the sun or oncoming headlights. Keep your windshield clear as well. Dirt or debris can exacerbate the glare. Now, those accidents that I mentioned at the top of the podcast that I noticed happened in the same area, same intersection, about the same time, too. And that was when the sky was clear and the morning sun was up. I believe that these accidents occurred because people were being blinded by the morning sun's glare and not paying attention or unable to see the vehicle ahead of them. One of them looked rather serious. Turns out everybody was okay. But there was a, it was like a Chevrolet Equinox that was upside down, that was on its roof. So whoever it was that was behind them or whatever, hit them with such force that flipped the vehicle over onto its roof. But again, like I said, I found out later that everybody was okay. Just minor scrapes and bruises and whatnot. Everybody was okay. But again, sun glare, especially in the fall, is going to be much more prevalent as we're getting again closer to daylight savings time. So be aware of that. Again, use your sunglasses and car visors when possible. And obviously, don't look directly into the sun or oncoming headlights. I mean, if you gotta use your hand to help cut down on the glare, definitely do that. But leave enough room in the vehicle in front of you in case they get blinded and end up slamming on their brakes. Now, there are a few more tips in the article from AARP, so we highly recommend that you head over and read the full article. You can go to our website again. Our website is mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, that's okay. Just go in the search bar in the upper right and type in Fall Driving Tips 2023, and that'll bring you to the post associated with today's podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope your fall is a happy fall, a warm fall, and definitely a safe fall. Until next time.